All right. Those players that didn't practice today were Tom Bali and Eric Fisher. So Thomas still has a little bit of swelling in his knee, and Eric Fisher strained his groin. So had a good week of preparation. Look forward to the challenge of playing the Colts. Good football team, obviously. It's the playoffs, and that's always exciting. So, but I was happy about the work that the guys put in, and I think they have a pretty good feel of what you know what the Colts are about. So, time's yours. Yeah, it's just a matter. I mean, it's really just a matter of the swelling coming down in the knee. So it's been up, it's been down. You know, we just make sure we get it out of there, and then being a little bit cautious with them there today. So we'll see. We'll just see how it goes.
Talking to players yesterday, guy after guy kept talking about just your initial impression you made on them. Do you remember when you first came in, the message you were trying to give them about what your expectations were and what theirs needed to be?
I do. I can't tell you it was all that exciting of a speech, but to be honest with them, that was the main thing. And let's all work hard, all of us, coaches and players, and detail our work. So that was kind of the base of it.
Coach, every time you say the word playoffs, you kind of smile. Can you just talk about, in all the years of experience you've had as head coach, just the difference of being at this point, what you work hard all year just to get here, and the way you handle things, what experience has shown you, how you portray that to younger players on the team?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's tough to get here. It's tough to get to the playoffs. And then when you have an opportunity to do it, you want to take advantage of every opportunity that you have. So, and that's exciting. That's what's that's what it's all about. These guys work hard to get themselves in position to go win a championship, and this is the first step of that. You got to make the playoffs in order to do that. So, it's exciting times.
Andy, Jen asked about your message when you first got here. With some perspective, is there a moment where you kind of felt that soaked in a little bit, or did that take some time to it? Was it immediate?
Now, one thing about this crew, this group of players and coaches, is they've done everything. I mean, you're asking me the question, so I'm saying they've done everything I've asked. They've done everything the coaches have asked, and then they challenge each other. So they've done everything that that they've asked each other to do, and so that was from day one. That was from the first time we got together out here for practice. They busted their tail. They listened. They studied. Couldn't have asked for more from them that way.
Are there pages of the playbook we're going to see that we didn't see all in the regular season?
Well, every week's different, right? So, I mean, every week you pull out a new little wrinkle here or there. Everybody does that in this league, and we're no different there. So, sure, there'll be a couple little things here and there, but will it be drastically different? No, I don't think so. I don't think anybody gets to this point and then completely changes things on what they do. But there'll surely be a little wrinkle here or there.
How do you feel Eric Fisher's adjusted to the physicality of the league? Not necessarily just taking on guys, but dealing with the toll it takes every week to play football in this league.
Well, he gets himself in great shape before he gets into the season, and then he works hard every day. He never misses practice. I mean, the kid's out there working hard every day. He lifts hard. He runs hard. He does the whole thing the way you're supposed to do it. So, and then it pays off for him on Sundays, in this case on Saturdays.
Anything else?
Coach, when you took this job, obviously you wanted to turn things around, get improved. Has the improvement, it's dramatic from where they were to where you are now. Did you honestly believe that you could go this far at the beginning?
I believe, yeah. Yeah. I think that's important, that you believe. You have to have the trust. If you don't believe in your guys and what you're trying to get accomplished, you're never going to accomplish anything. So I'm all in. I was all in then. I'm all in now. And
I don't know what the status is for how, I guess it would be questionable on injury report. Whatever it would be, he hasn't really practiced full all week. But how much does that matter for a guy like him who's played 9 years or whatever? Is that going to have an impact at all?
Well, we just have to make sure he's okay to play. I mean, we're not going to put him out there if he physically can't play. So I think at this point in the year, he knows the scheme and he's got it down. The important thing is that the swelling's out of his knee, and then making sure what's causing the swelling is in position where it's not hurting him for the future. I mean, that's where you're at with it. And that, I'm not a doctor, that's how we operate. That's how Rick does it. That's how our docs do it. And we go from there.
Time as head coach in the NFL in your offensive toolbox, you've been one, a guy who likes to use all the tools in some fashion. But two, the one that always got used was tight end. That hasn't really been the case, especially the last half of the season. Is Fasano at a spot where he physically, do you think he can get more involved?
I mean, he's healthy now, and he feels good. And that's a good thing. I think we've gotten good production out of McGrath, and I was pleasantly surprised by how well he's actually played. And he didn't have a lot of reps in this thing during camp and that, so came in and picked it up fast, and then been very productive for us. So, but it's good to have Fasano healthy and back in there.
Go ahead, Karen.
And being a hardworking group, but is there an ingredient a team has to have as they head into the playoffs? And does this group seem to have captured that and grabbed it?
Yeah, well, they practice well, and I believe they're hungry and ready to play. Yeah, to answer that part of it, now you just have to go do it. That's a measuring stick. Have we prepared ourselves well enough as coaches and players to go out and play a good football team? And the test is on Saturday.
All right. Thank you.